Blog Talk Radio.
We'd like to thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. And we do thank you for taking the time just to come on and sit around the table and feed on the Word of God. Amen. There's one thing about when we're feeding on the Word of God. We know that it is good. So we do thank you for participating and joining us for this evening. Amen. As we move forward, we have a new speaker. Actually, she's not new to Blog Talk Radio, but new coming on as a speaker, and we're so happy that God has prompted her heart to come on and give us a word this evening. Mother Gloria Womack, amen, from Dallas, Georgia. As we move forward, we're going to, again, we do thank her, for taking the time to bring, the word of God. As Isaiah says in 52, how beautiful it is for the feet that those that come to proclaim the good news, amen, share the gospel. That is a beautiful thing when you are not ashamed of Christ, amen, in terms of sharing the word. So we do thank you. We do thank you, Mother Gloria. For those of you who are listening by internet, we are an interactive Bible ministry, and you have an opportunity to call in and ask questions when the mics are open or when Mother Gloria opens the mics. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you called in, you can be a part of this. If you are talking and we can't hear you, hit the number one on your phone, and that comes up, a question comes up on our end, and we know that you have a question, and we'll open up the mic. Amen. But oftentimes, sometimes we open up all the mics, and we get background noises. So therefore, sometimes we will just close everything up, so that we have an opportunity to hear what God has placed on the speaker. So if that happens and we can't hear you, just hit the number one, and we will be sure to acknowledge you and open up the mics for you. Amen. We are here in Columbia, South Carolina, taking a break with family, and it's just good when families come together and just to be able to laugh and to be able to give each other flowers while we can. Yeah. So, I'm here to spend it with my brothers and my sisters, and it is a good thing. Amen. The weather is beautiful here. The people are beautiful. The atmosphere is beautiful with all the forests and everything. It's just a beautiful, beautiful time that we're having. So we thank Mother Gloria for coming in. Normally she she comes in and she's a prayer warrior. Amen. So if you have any requests or anyone that you need prayer for, she will come in, and my goodness, you're talking about prayer. Amen. She definitely knocks on heaven's doors. Amen. So we do thank her for doing that for this evening. Also, we're going to have prayer, and then after we have prayer, then we're going to move it on over. Next voice you'll hear will be Mother Gloria Womack from out of Dallas, Georgia. Father, we thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. For the woman of God that you've placed this evening, Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you will bless her this evening, Heavenly Father. We know that your word does not come back void, but we ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just bless her as she comes forth, Heavenly Father, to bless the body of Christ at this time, Heavenly Father. We pray that you would bless the ear gates of those who are listening, and Father, not only just listening, Heavenly Father, but will receive a word from the Lord, and it will be a blessing to them, Heavenly Father, as they move forward on their journey. We thank you for this time. We thank you for who you are, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank you for Jesus Christ and what he's done for us, and we do not take that lightly. We just thank you and give you all honor, glory, and praise in the name of Jesus Christ. For those of you, we'd like to let you know that you can go to the archives and share this message with someone else after the time is up. You can go into Blog Talk Radio, and once you go into Blog Talk Radio, type in We Can Begin Again. Type in We Can Begin Again, and you can pull up her message, amen, or any of the other messages and speakers that we have that have been on, and be a blessing to someone, amen. Bless someone with the word of God. Amen. Salvation is the key. Amen. God smiles when someone else accepts Christ. Amen. And turns Amen. Their life over a new leaf. So right now we're going to move on over. We're going to get out of the way. And the next voice you hear will be Mother Gloria Womack. I am going to open up all the mics just because we have a number of people that are on. And if you please make sure that you mute your your devices while you are listening. And if you find that you cannot, you talk and we can't hear you, that's because, you know, I have put you on mute on this end. And just hit the number one if you have something to share. Amen. May God bless you. We thank you once again. Mother Gloria, how are you?
Praise God. Can you hear me clearly? Because I got my Bluetooth on.
We can hear you.
Well, come on, saints of God, get your praise on, because that's what I do. Come on. Now, let me tell you, as I was praying and talking to God, he said, you know what? Let the people start this praise. Come on with praise. You know, you're still here. God has been good. You probably have gone through something throughout the week. And maybe you got some issues and some stuff going on. God, by God, wants you to know tonight, he's got you. That's what I'm talking about tonight. I didn't come to preach to you, teach you. I just come to share a word of encouragement to let you know that God's got you. So if you know God got you right now, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Give God some praise because he woke you up.
No.
He kept you. He made a way out of no way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise him. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise is who we are. Praise is what we do. And I just want to share a little bit of a word. I'm going to share some scripture. And my pastor said to me this morning on the call up to me ministry, he said, Mama, just be you. So tonight I come to just be me. I come to talk to you about God's got you, and you and me. So it's been a stressful day. It's been a stressful day today. I'll be honest with you. But, you know, I said to the enemy, you know what? God's got me.
Yes.
And I'm not going to worry about all these little things that the enemy is trying to do to stop me and block me and all these things he's going to do. But I want to share with you what God has given to me. And just a little bit of something, and then we're going to go to the Word of God. I hope you got your Bibles and things. But one of the things I want to share tonight and just say, sometimes it seems that trouble is all around us, and we're going through the dark storm of life. However, such times pass. That's God's got you. And then it is like a sunny day again. As we reflect on God's creative handiwork, we realize that the weeping and the dark times come to an end just as the night. Our awesome God created the universe in such a way that the darkest hour is just before the dawn. God got you. Often dark hours or times in our lives seem to come just before the dawning of great blessings from God. Therefore, when things are not going the way we think they should, we are to have faith that all things will work out for our good. And I'm talking about God got you. In Romans 8:21, that's what it says. Know that we serve a God who loves us and who has a plan for us. His plan is for good and not for evil. Coming from Jeremiah 29:11. And I'm just going to read Jeremiah 29:11. For it says, for I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then he will call to me and come and pray to me. I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. God got you. He knows the plan. He has for you. I want you to know tonight in Hebrews 13 and 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When the doctor gives you bad news, he doesn't change. He's still a healer. When your bills is due and all the things that are happening in this time as we go through the pandemic and all the things that people are dying around us and people are losing jobs and homes and all kinds of situations going on, God wants you to know that he's got you. He is tonight. He's a refuge from the storm. I'm going to go to Isaiah 25 and verse 4. Hallelujah. He's a refuge in the storm. Somebody might be going through a storm right now in their lives, but I come to tell you, he's a refuge in a storm. And it says in 25, verse 25, Isaiah 25, verse 4, and it reads as follows. Hallelujah. For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat, for the blast of the trouble one's ears as a storm against the wall. God is a refuge in whatever storm that you may be going to tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to look within yourself, all of those that are on, are listening tonight by way of radio. He wants you to know that I got you.
Yes.
I got you. He wants you to know why he got you. We're going to continue to go to the word of God. Hallelujah. Put the word on it. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is Isaiah 41 and 10. When I'm troubled, mm-hmm. when I'm down, and I think mm-hmm. I'm out for the count, and then all of a sudden I go to the word of God, and he says in Isaiah 41 and 10, fear not, for I am with you in that place wherever you may be right now. Somebody might be in that dark place, and he wants you to know, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You can't get no better than that. When you put the word of God on it, and stand on it, God will bring you everything. I don't know when he's going to do it, how he's going to do it, but I know it to be true. He's an on-time God. He might not come when you want him, but somebody can say he's always on time. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. Yes.
He's always on time. Like the lady with the issue of blood. My God. She knew Jesus was coming. If I could just, somebody needs to press tonight to Jesus and touch the hem of his garment. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. Hallelujah. You might need to press to him tonight because of what you're going through. And this is what he said. And suddenly the woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. Do you want to touch the hem of his garment tonight? For she said to herself, how many times, I don't know about you, but there's times I have to talk to myself. There's times that I have to encourage myself. And there's times that I got to press through what I'm going through, but touch the hem of his garment. And he said, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, he's saying to you tonight, whatever you're going through, whatever your issue is, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. Whatever you're going through, your faith will make you well. Do you believe, Janae? Have you talked to yourself in your situation? Do you believe that God is able to come through whatever you're going through and touch your situation and turn it around, and that he will get the glory out of your test? We're being tested and tried. But when we're tested and tried, you know what it comes to? A testimony. A testimony that you could share with another brother, another sister. Let me tell you how I was in a dark place. Let me tell you when I had cancer. There was a sister on our line that had cancer 4 different times. But you know what? It's a testimony to those that are going through cancer that could hear somebody who's been through it, as we say, been there, done that, and could still tell the story of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for her. He can share. He's the same God. If he did it for her, he'll do it for you. He don't change, as I said. And you know what?
Amen.
He's still in the miracle working business. Mark 11:24 is over the head of my bed. And I look at that scripture every day, because whatever I'm going through, I know that God is a miracle working God. And now let me tell you who else he is. He's your keeper. Hallelujah. Can somebody say he's my keeper?
He's my keeper. Hallelujah.
And I will say, he's my keeper. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 121. Hallelujah. I will lift my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. So why do we worry? Why do we always stress? We have God that doesn't slumber nor sleep. He's awake 24/7. You can call on him when you can't call on your best friend. There's a song that that I used to sing. He said, I called on my best friend. She or he could not be found. But when I called on Jesus. Woo! But when you call on Jesus, he's there 24/7. And the rest of the verse says, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade. The right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in. This time, and eat. You're coming out and you're going in. You know how many times we go in and out of our house. And I pray that you be prayerful when you're going out. But the word says he will keep you in your going out and you're coming in. Who would not serve God like that? He wants you tonight. Thanks to God. He wants you to know tonight he got you. He got your situation. He got whatever you're going through. And he wants you to know. Now, go to Jeremiah 33:3. See, because you got to call on somebody. You got to call on somebody. And sometimes you can't even find whoever, your mother, your father. They might be busy. They might not have time. But you know what? You get that, I'll call you back later. Or you get that text, well, I'm in a meeting.
No time.
He said in Jeremiah 33, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. call on his sisters and brothers, and he will answer and show you great things that you knew that you do not know. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Now, I'm giving you the word of God. I ain't telling you what I think or what I know. We go on to the word of God and what the word says, and that's what we're standing on tonight. And, you know, there might be a situation where you need your faith to be increased, and you need to know if you turn to Luke 1, verse 37, and it looks bleak, and the doctor has said, and that's when they said, but let me tell you, it ain't over till God says it's over. And in Luke 1 and 37 says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Now, somebody needs to shout, Somebody needs to say amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nothing impossible. I don't care how the doctor said it. I don't care. They told me years ago, they said, you know what? You got an illness, and you know what? I don't. The medicine, the medication is so expensive, you won't be able to afford it, and I don't know what you're going to do. Matter of fact, the doctor had counted me out, but let me tell you, my God, 30 years ago. Counted me out. But when you talk to Jesus, when you put your trust in him, God will bring you through anything, because there's nothing impossible for what I got. And then the scripture I like that Pastor Lauren says all the time. If you go to Matthew 7:7, it says, ask, and it will be given to you.
Yes.
And it will come. Knock, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He said, everyone that asks, receive. And he who seeks, and to him who knocks, it will be open. So I'm going to calm down a little bit, and if you want to open the mics up, somebody should have something that they want to say or they want to share. Because the God that we serve can do anything but fail, and he wants you to know he's got you. I still got some more. I still got some more stuff for you, but he wants you to know he's got you. So who else?
God got you. My word.
All right. We're going to open the mics for everyone to have something they're going to say before I go to the second half.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to say my words. God got you. Thank you, Jesus, for the message so far. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Mother, I just want to say I'm so elated about the topic and the direction that you're going in, because I sure didn't need thee, and I sure didn't need this hour. I feel like the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, although my situation hasn't been going on quite 12 years, but it seems like it. I woke up this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I was trying to celebrate my little niece on MSNBC this morning, and thought things had turned around for my niece, and unbeknownst to me, I got a text message that they're finding some more things going on. But, you know, I'm a minister. I'm an evangelist. I know the word. I teach the word. I believe in the word. But sometimes, you know, you do need a little bit more You need a little bit more encouragement, and that's why I'm glad I'm here at the table. I'm here to feast and get a little bit more because I know the God I serve. I know he's able. I reached to the phone a couple of times to call this one or that one, but I didn't. I don't pray with any and everybody. And I don't ask many people. As you all know, you very seldom hear me ask for prayer for myself, because I'm a prayer warrior. I pray for others. But when I do select and choose somebody to pray and touch and agree with me, because I already know the word and the power, but when I ask you to touch and agree, I don't want to hear sometimes you got to pray for yourself. I do not want to hear, you know, telling me that I should know that it's going to be all right, I should have more faith. That's not what I'm looking for. I already know what God can do. I just ask, when they say, well, two or three shall gather in my name, I just need somebody to touch and agree at that moment. And so I try to be available to do the same and to others, you know, because in this time and age we're going through right now, it's needed. As I said the other day, you see everybody with masks on. We can't see the face no more, but you see the eyes. And you know things are not right. It's in the atmosphere. So I thank God, praise God, that we are at the table. We're able to get a feast today so we can get a little bit more, get a little bit more encouragement. And if we don't need it, we know somebody that needs it. So we can get a little more here and take it to somebody else. Hallelujah.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
You know, and I just want to add on to that, you know, and you said, you know, a mouthful in terms of where Mother Gloria is going with this, because oftentimes, you know, I would almost say the majority here are usually praying for others. You know what I'm saying? You're always pouring out for others. And then oftentimes when you're pouring out for others, that means that sometimes you get drained. Sometimes you feel empty. And you want somebody to pray for you. You want somebody to stand in that gap for you, but you're so used to pouring out, and everybody's used to you pouring out, but then sometimes we need to look for those that's always pouring out and pour back into them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because, listen, I hear what you're saying. Sometimes you feel like, you know, I'm praying for everybody else, and nobody is praying for me. So I get it. I get it. I get it.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. And you know something, for that person who's need a healing tonight, and I'm looking at Jehovah, he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer. We're going to go to Exodus 15 and 26. And I'm going to start where it says, there he made a statue and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them and said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. That's the word. I am the Lord who heals you, you, and including myself. Because I got all these doctor's appointments. You know, you go to the doctor one thing, and he look at your heart. And you didn't go for your heart. You went for your eyes. That's just a little something. You'll get it. But I didn't go for that. But then he says, you know what, we want to look at your heart. And you know what? What do we say? God is a heart fixer. And if there's anything going with my mind and starts slipping, he said he's a mind regular. I believe God. He said he's a healer. He said that.
Yes.
He said that.
Jesus.
And we have to lean and depend on that. And then you know what? I'm going to take you to love. I love Numbers. I love Numbers 23, and then I'm going to let someone else come forth. I love Numbers 23, 19, and 20. You can take this to the bank. He said, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, come on now, and will he not do, or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? And then the last verse, it says in 20, behold, I have received a command to bless. He has. Not he will do or he may be. It says he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed. And I cannot reverse it. You know, man, you know one thing about man. Man will tell you one thing, and I'm guilty of it because I'm, I might say, oh, you know, I'm going to do such and such. And then tomorrow I call, you know what? I found out I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I found out I can't do it. Not that I didn't have good intentions now, but good intention is not good enough. When God says it, you can count on it. You can
count on it.
Then he says, can't reverse it. Now we're going to open up for anybody else got something else they want to say. Come on now. I'm on a roll here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And then, you know what? We put the word on it. And as I was going on, I looked in John. And John 1, hallelujah, put the word on it. Oh, that must be the dog up under my bed. John 1:1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Whatever you do, put the Word on it. Put the Word on it.
Put the word on it.
Hallelujah. Put the word on your situation. Whatever your situation. What did God say? What did God say? Hallelujah. And he's a good God. He never fails.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. And then I'm going to go to another one of mine that is, I'm giving you my favorites. My favorites, hallelujah. And you know what? In James, let me go to James 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into trials. You know what? Thanks to God, we're going to all, if it ain't one thing, it's another. If you're not going into a storm, you're coming out of it. But the word is count it all joy. When you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. How many of us got patience? I don't have much patience, but God is teaching me to have patience. To wait on him. That takes me to Isaiah again. What kind of patience do you have in your situation? Do you have patience? And then you know what? The God is speaking in Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Because somebody's trying to do something to you. But when you know the word of God, work by order. And this is God speaking to me because I wasn't intending to go that way. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the face of the servant of the Lord, and the righteousness is for me, says God. He threw that one in there. That was what I was.
It's good. That's good. That's good.
Anybody want to say something? This is a round table discussion. We here just to talk and to share. And I'm just giving you what God needs. It's feeding me also. It's feeding me. Hallelujah. Anybody got anything they want to say? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Well, you know, Mother, I just want to say that, although I apply the scripture and I apply the word, I even tell people sometimes, you know, if it's something you need to stand on in the word, put a sticker on the sole of your shoes and you walk on it all day. You're standing on it, you know. And so I share that with people, and I have stickers all over and different ones I'm praying for and their names and stuff. But I also reach down in my soul and I hear things that one of my favorite aunts used to tell me. And sometimes I hear things that Mother Gloria tells me, and it gets me through. Because I know you always say, God does not bring you to, but he can't bring you through. And today when I had to pray for my family, and we're doing a group text and message and prayer. We're doing a group prayer because we're continuously praying for my niece. Each time we get the word or something else, we pray. So I sent that to him. God will not bring you to what he can't bring you through. See, so that helped me out in that. And then my aunt used to always tell me, let go and let God. And I could hear her in my spirit. See, sometimes you're in your spiritual man, that's why you got to stay tuned in and fine-tuned. Because if you don't, you're going to be all over the place in self, and self can get you in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it can.
And as I was standing, I was in my bathroom this morning, and I was praying for my granddaughter. I was crying out to the Lord for her. Poor soul has lost her mind, and I'm praying, Lord, bring it back to her. I know you can restore her. And the Lord said, do you trust me?
Do you trust me?
I said, yes, Lord. And I want to tell you, it wasn't even 10 or 15 minutes later, she called me. And she called me with some fabulous news. I said, what? You know, I got confirmation just that quick.
Yes.
But by me staying fine-tuned and keeping my spiritual man in contact with God, and by hearing the word of God, and sometimes the word of God can come through somebody else. It might not necessarily be a scripture. It could be something like, let go and let God, or God don't bring you to what he can't bring you through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened for me on this day, not yesterday, last week, but on this day, because I'm looking at my niece getting bad news, my other niece, my great niece, and then my husband getting sick, so I had to hurry up and call, emergency call to get the people to come out and do the carpet, because with this stuff going on, you cannot let any kind of germs, you know, fester in your home. So I got the carpet cleaners coming as we speak. So I've been looking at a lot of obstacles, but there's nothing that God cannot get me through. Do you hear me?
Yes.
God is going to, he's getting me through. Not going to, he's getting me through. Y'all hear me on here now? I don't have time to stop and fall apart and have no pity party. I got stuff to do. And one of the things was to be at this round table discussion on this day.
Praise God.
Time for me to come and feast.
Yes,
we got to learn how to prioritize.
Yes.
We got to learn how to put one foot forward when we need to, and let's put the two feet together and stand still when we need to.
Yes.
And we got to stand still.
Stand still.
And know that he is God. All
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
And know that he is with thee and he cares for thee.
Amen.
So those are some of the things we have to do, and I just had to reiterate, the word and the scripture is awesome, but sometimes we can apply a word that God has given someone else to give us to give to us at the time. And I praise God, thank God for that. Mother probably thought I'd forgotten about these things that she tells me, but I didn't.
Praise God. You know what we say on the prayer line, put the word on it. And as you were talking, I went to First Thessalonians 5, and it starts with the 16th and the 18th verse. It says, rejoice, pray without ceasing. Ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is God in Christ Jesus for you. And this is another one I like. And also in 1 Thessalonians 5, and I'm finished, 25, he says, 24, he who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Oh, come on now. Let's give God some praise right now.
That's right.
He who calls you. Lord, make your word come alive to all of those that's got situations going on, Lord. Let them lean and depend on you, because he who calls you is faithful. I thank you, God, you're not like man. I thank you, you're not a sometime God, that you're on 1 minute and off the next minute. God, you're always faithful. You always come to our rescue.
with everything that I'm going through, where are you? And that is the time when you look back when everything is over, that was the time that God was carrying you through your situation. We got to know what situation. Listen, when we're in a situation, just because it's bad, that don't mean that it's going to be all time. The storm only lasts for a short time, but God is testing our faith. God wants
yes.
to know when we're standing in trouble, who do we call on? Do we call on the flesh or do we call on God? Do we call on the flesh or do we call on God? Do we get on the phone to call our neighbor or do we call on God? Who do you trust that's going to get you through that situation? And let me tell you something. God is always there. God will never leave us nor forsake us. No matter what your situation is, if you have not heard the word tonight, let me tell you something. I'm telling you right now, you need to get up out of that situation because God does not want you lying there in that mire. He said, get up and walk.
Get up.
Get up and walk. He does not want you in the situation you're in. So you need to change your state of mind. As the mother said, let go and let God.
Yes.
Let go and let God, whatever your situation is. And let me tell you something. In the flesh, we're always going to be tried. We're always going to be tried. There's always going to be tribulation. There's always going to be something that's going on in our lives. And if you don't have a strong foundation with God, let me tell you something. You need to go back and reestablish that. You need to go back and make sure that that foundation that you're standing on is solid. Because God will not let you fall through. Will not let you fall through. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that Mother Gloria is talking about. The one that said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. She's already said, God's got you. God's got you. Put the word on it. Put the word on it. My God, my God, my God. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling the Holy Spirit working through me, through the word that's come forth tonight. I'm sitting here. I have eaten, and it is good. It is well in my soul. That's all I can say. It is well in my soul. I don't care if I got back problems. It is well in my soul. I don't care if I got physical issues going on, underlying conditions. It is well in my soul.
Amen.
God got you.
Hallelujah.
God got you. Excuse me for getting excited, but let me tell you something. When I sit down and eat the word of God and feed on the word of God, and I think about where God has brought me up to today, all I can do is shout. Glory, hallelujah. That's all I can do is shout. Because he's brought me a mighty long way.
Hallelujah.
Had not have been for God, I wouldn't be here talking to you now. I could be dead somewhere.
Thank you, Lord.
I could be gone, but God spared me another day.
Hallelujah.
God spared me another day. So I got something to shout about. And if I'm shouting too loud, let me tell you something. I can get louder. I can get louder. That's all I can say. The mics are open.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory. The mics
oh,
are
thank
open.
You.
My goodness.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
How good and pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to come together in unity in the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, that's all I can say is you put the word on it tonight.
Ah.
My goodness, you came with a serving, and I like your cooking. I like the food that you're serving. My God, my God, my God.
Yeah, that was fire.
The mics are open. Yes, sir. The mics are open. Any comments?
That was fire. That was fire. Thank you.
Good evening, Elder Christ.
Pastor Robinson, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, man. But I worked today, and I got out and I mowed grass, and I missed you, Mother Gloria, your message. And I'll go back into the archives and listen. And I just want to see what Elder Clay is all excited about, man. I'm telling you. I need to get full on whatever he's been eating. But I do apologize that I was not able to get on all of a sudden. Wow. But it sounded like it was good, though.
It was good. It was good. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor. Make up. Any other comments?
Well, you know, I just want to say that I am so glad that you are my mama. I know you belong to many, but you are my mom, and I appreciate you, and I'm so glad that you stepped up to the plate and that you are a true servant of God. You plant seeds everywhere you go, the grocery store, what are those stores you go to, Mother? The Goodwill, everywhere you go, you sending out a card, a prayer, or touching someone. And so I just thank you. Over in Brazil, Africa, wherever you go, you know, you're spreading the word and sharing the love, and I appreciate you, and I thank you so much. And as much as you love us, you still will let us know. Now, I'm not having none of that. We all know who that means, but whoever's close to you. That you will shake a finger from time to time. So thank you, Mother, for the encouragement, and thank you for stepping up to the call. I love you, and I appreciate you, and I thank you, Elder Clay, for the platform. This was such an awesome time to feast and share the word and the love of God tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
I just want to say to Elder Clay, I thank him for inviting me. We were just having a conversation, and he said to me, he said, you know what? The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you to be our speaker. I said, what? Because I usually come and just pray, but, you know, but when he asked me to come, and I said, God, it's got to be you. It's got to be all you and not me because I can't do this. And the message, I'm going to tell you, you know, Pastor Lawrence shared to me this morning, he said, Mother, if you only speak two words, someone might get touched with just two words.
Yeah.
So the words spoken tonight came from God. Because listen, none of that was on my paper.
It didn't fall on the floor.
It was when you step out of yourself and let God step in and allow him to use you. You can do some awesome things, not in your strength, but in his. I came tonight in his strength. I came in his strength because I'm not a speaker or teacher. I'm just an encourager. And the Holy Spirit said, take them to the word of God. Just feed them the word. Give them what you tell them what I said. And I just gave you what the word of God said. So
yes,
I thank you for allowing me to come. Now, you don't have to call me again now.
You know something, Mother, it's good when you come on. And oftentimes people think, you know, that when you come in and you're talking about the word of God and you're encouraging others, it has to be serious. Let me say, God has a sense of humor. Listen, God wants us to be happy in the Lord.
Yeah.
He wants us to be happy in the Lord. So, there's nothing wrong with coming and laughing and having a good time. Listen, when you're sitting down and you're feeding off the word of God, listen, that's the best conversation you can have. Conversation you could ever have is when you're sitting down and you're feeding off the word of God. Because it's good for our soul. It is good for our soul. I know, wasn't it? In Isaiah, it says how good it is when you bring the gospel. How good it is for the feet of those who proclaim the gospel. When you're sharing the word of God, let me tell you something. God is smiling on you. He's smiling on you. I believe in my little small mind that God is saying, I knew I could depend on you. I sent them your way, especially so you could give them a word from me. And I knew I could count on you. And God is smiling on us. So I thank Jesus every day. When I open my eyes, listen, let me tell you something. I get happy. Every day I wake up and I open my eyes, I get happy because it's just another day that God has given me to do something great for him. It might be small to me, but it's great in the eyesight of God. Salvation, yes. Let me tell you something. It's all about salvation. It's all about telling people about the word of God so that they can be saved. And like Mother said, you can just say two words, and that can just be enough. I've heard people say one word, and you know what that means?
All right.
Jesus. And walk away. Walk away. And turn somebody's heart. Transform somebody by one word, Jesus. All I know is when the time is up and when it's over, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. When it's all said and done. So I want to thank each and every one of you for coming on this evening. Thank you so much. Thank you so much just for coming on as we invited you for dinner. And Mother Gloria was the cook. And let me tell you something. She can cook because the food is good. Doesn't the word say, taste and eat and know that
yeah.
it's good?
Amen.
Isn't that what it says? And all I
Amen.
Know is it was good tonight. It was good yeah. tonight. So I thank you so much. Mother Gloria, you have any closing comments?
You know, I just want to say we have a lot of people listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where you are in Christ, whether you know him. But, you know, this is an opportunity that we never know when we leave this broadcast tonight and we lay down and we're going to wake up in the morning.
That's right.
And I'm just going to say what I have had to say to myself. I have to admit, you know, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. My life was tore up from the floor up. I couldn't fix it. I couldn't do anything with it. And I went to a revival that Wednesday night. Just like you came to this service tonight, I pray that what you come tonight, if you don't know Christ in the parts of your sin, this
yes.
is your opportunity. To say, admit, the words that we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. We're all sinners saved by grace. So if that's you tonight and something that was said that touched your heart and you don't know Christ in the pardons of your sin, and maybe you might be in a black sitting, smitten condition and you need to come back and be in fellowship with the Father. Since this is your opportunity. And you know what? It's just a simple prayer. You don't have to be in a church. You could be in your car. You could be in your home. You could be wherever. But God is speaking to someone tonight. As Pastor, as Elder was speaking, the Holy Spirit said, somebody might not know me, and this is the opportunity for you to share Christ. What he did, how he come in your life, and he turned your life around. Is it easy? Is everything rosy? No. But I know a God that can turn my mess around and turn it into a message.
Thank you, Jesus.
He wants to turn your life around. I don't know who you are, but if you're listening tonight,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The message has been gone forth. The opportunity has been offered. And it's your choice to choose or to reject.
My God.
So we
yes.
hope that you choose God.
Yes.
Amen. You've had the opportunity. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. You can go to the archive, go into Blog Talk Radio. You go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. You can hear this message again and share it with someone else. Amen. Be a blessing. Be a blessing in the name of Jesus. Remember, we love you. God loves you most. May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
I face the dawn.